Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Say, stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden airs his first TV ad in the key caucus state of Iowa today.
We know in our bones this election is different. The stakes are higher, the threat more serious. We have to beat Donald Trump. And all the polls agree Joe Biden is the strongest Democrat to do the job.
The latest FEC numbers, though, show Biden fundraising as of July at $22 million, trailing Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg. We're learning that accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein signed some important documents just before he died.
Court records show Jeffrey Epstein's estate has been valued at more than $577 million, but details of who will get that money are still up in the air. Epstein signed a new will on August 8th, just 2 days before he killed himself in the Manhattan Federal Jail. Yeah.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America is listening to Fox News.
Listening to this morning radio program will keep you in the pink. Panther, that is. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Careful, monsieur, with me. Do not tangle with me. I'm a trained expert in karate. My hands are lethal weapons.
Jay Scott.
Special delivery and then. Are you expecting one?
Emily Hayes.
You ruined that piano.
What is the price of one piano compared to the terrible crime that has been committed here?
But that's a priceless Steinway.
Not anymore.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Is your dear bad?
No.
I thought you said your dog did not bite.
That is not my dog.
It's not just a shot in the dark. It's three men and a lady.
Remember that when duty calls, you got boss.
Rich, does your dog bite? It's time for the 8 o'clock chicken. I know she'll be chowing down on that.
Ooh,
just a moment.
Right, baby.
Nothing coming up this hour. $10 CV Bistro gift card. With that, Greg, Jay, Emily, and now Rich.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
It's been a quiet morning on the radar so far, but radar will come alive today again by... Well, yesterday it happened at the lunch hour when radar started to get quite colorful. And the warning here in Montgomery County was in the 5 o'clock hour, in between 5 and 6, and there was some damage from a downburst. That happens when a thunderstorm is about to collapse. It's almost done. Its last gasp is a violent motion at the bottom of the storm, and that's when there was some damage at the fire station number 12 on Norman Ridge Road. For today, hot and humid with a high around 96, heat index near 105. Scattered to numerous showers and storms, a couple could be strong. Tonight's low 74. Our weather app will instantly alert you if there's a weather warning for your area. You'll get an audio cue and you'll get visual cues as well. Tomorrow and Thursday, a better than normal chance of showers and thunderstorms continue. Still random, high in the low to mid 90s, triple digit heat index. And Friday and Saturday, the rain chances actually go up a notch. Right now this morning, with 79% humidity, we have scattered clouds. It's 78 at 8:06.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
There are a lot of successful businesses in Montgomery, several of which advertise on this radio station. Not many in Montgomery have been around for more than 30 years. I can think of one. MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body, has been around. In fact, I remember their old location off the Northeastern Boulevard. They're now off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. And why are they still around after 30 years? It's because they're straight shooters. I'm talking about Donnie Turner, son Brandon Turner, the entire crew at Montgomery Paint and Body. That's why people keep going back to them, because they don't cut corners. You know, how should I say this? It used to be a little shady in the... In the body business, the car body business, you could take kind of cut corners here and cut corners there and still get the same jack from the insurance company, that kind of deal, you know what I mean? They don't do that at Montgomery Paint and Body. And that's why the insurance companies always are very upbeat about, oh, you're taking your car there? Absolutely. Because not only will it be fixed meticulously without any corners cut, but they're also going to detail your car, and you're going to get a great smile on your face when you pick up your vehicle at Montgomery Paint and Body. Take it from me, because I've been going there for over three decades. They will fix your car as good as new, maybe better. They're located, again, off the Eastern Boulevard, and their phone number is 27-REC with the W. MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body.
Our Steve Abishra gift card that we'll be giving away for today's conundrum, the question, or the conundrum, is connected to Airbnb.
Yeah. That was at my house, and I don't know.
It's a beautiful morning.
See, that way it just sort of blends in.
I gotcha.
With the symmetry of the show.
Yeah.
What's interesting is that 1 in 10 owners of B&B, Airbnb locations, mm-hmm. do this for a living.
Oh.
So what is this common denominator? What is this occupation that connects 10% of the people that have Airbnb locations? I need a song to go with that.
I don't know what works.
Of course.
So that's what the question. And if you want to give it some thought, get ready to call us at 272-9228. Later this hour, Morning Maroon nominees. A couple we've already kind of touched on, and one is posted on my Facebook page. But you can take a look, or you can wait. You have a choice. Traffic at 808.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 8 o'clock hour with a couple of accidents for you to look out for. We have an accident on I-85 southbound. It's just before Ann Street. Traffic is backing up in that area back towards Perry Hill Road, so be careful there. We also see an accident on the Troy Highway at Cherry Hill Place, so be careful if you're coming into town on 231. 231 out of Wetumpka, still pretty crowded as well. Be careful around the River Bridge. If you're on I-65, we have the usual slowdown into the downtown areas. Just be careful. You'll get through there before too much longer. The National Clearance Event is going on right now at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, and Jay.
And me.
And we're here to tell you about the Seafood Bistro located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. If you don't have lunch plans, bing, bang, boom, you've got them now. Go to the Seafood Bistro and enjoy the $2 for $9.99 jam that they've got going on Monday through Thursday. You can get Jay's favorite, the red beans and rice, and the dragon-style shrimp. Or you can pair the gumbo with the shrimp and grits. Many more options for you to pair up for $9.99 as a part of their Monday through Thursday lunch special. And don't forget about dinner.
That's right. Now, I would say there's nothing odd or wrong or anything like that, negative in any way, if you just want to go in there and order like 5 orders of fried okra.
Nobody would look down upon you.
No problem with that at all.
What if I just wanted fried green tomatoes?
You could do that as
well.
You
could do that as well.
I could leave there without just, you know, getting the whole entree and stuff.
Yeah, like I'm that. Partial to the fried okra. God, I love fried okra so much. Go to theseafoodbistro.com, theseafoodbistro.com to see the entire menu. And place your order there if you'd like to. Also, don't forget to use the apps on your phone where you can have it delivered to your place of business, to home, you know, wherever you might be. And you can enjoy Seafood Bistro anywhere you are. So make sure you do that. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
All right. I don't want to have to pull out the torture music or anything like that.
I would hope not.
What we're looking for in the conundrum today: 1 in 10 Airbnb operators, in other words, people that, you know, are listed with Airbnb.
Right.
People that host.
Yes, that host. I don't think I would ever do that, by the way. I just... It just doesn't...
I know, it's a little strange. Like, yeah, go.
Yeah, go through my stuff.
Go live in my house.
There's that.
Oh, my gosh, you don't... They don't...
On top of that, I want a place that's got, like, room service and...
Well, then you go to a hotel.
Yeah.
But hosting an Airbnb doesn't always necessarily mean in your house. It means in your rental property or in your...
I just did it, in Ohio, and it was my first, and it was pretty amazing.
I'm not saying it's bad.
You don't want to personally do it. I understand.
So, but what's interesting is that 1 in 10 Airbnb hosts have the same occupation.
Same occupation.
So it's nothing more complicated than guessing an occupation.
Then this should be easy. The phone should be going crazy. There's one right now.
272-9228.
We sounded
like Sonny and Cher.
I heard it on the left channel. I heard it on the right channel.
We'll get a variety show after this, Greg. You wait.
Now, in the middle channel, 272-9228.
Oh, I just found what I was looking for. I feel like you too.
Dawn?
Hang on, I gotta write this down before I lose it. Again, what is this occupation that 1 in 10 have in common? Airbnb. And here is Don, who wants to be the first to guess.
Hey, Don.
Good morning.
Morning. What occupation do you think we're looking for here?
It's a tough question. What about author?
An author?
10% of Airbnb hosts are authors. There's really no such thing as a bad guess. You just pick an occupation.
Right, exactly.
So we thank you for trying and getting us started.
Thank you,
and
Don.
Then we'll let you know if we're getting it. By the way, should we give a hint?
No.
What's the first
We've only gotten one dang old call.
Okay.
Lord.
All right, so let's see where it goes here for a minute.
David.
Yes, I'm going to guess airline pilot.
Interesting. All right. Now, that's really well thought out.
1 in 10 are airline pilots.
That's well thought out.
Yeah, it is. It's just not the winner, but we thank you for that. 272-9228. You did say dang, right?
He said dang.
Okay. Don.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
Hey. How are you?
Who's this? I'm doing great.
Good. Hear that. So what do you think?
I'm going to guess lawyer, you know?
Lawyer, that's good.
1 in 10 are lawyers.
They're not lawyers. They're not authors, and they're not airline pilots, so what are they?
It's a regular, thanks for the call, regular garden variety type.
Yeah, it's very common.
What are you looking at me like that for? Leaning over in your chair.
First.
This is just my face.
Kids.
You are working on hint prevention. That's what you're trying to do.
Well, I think people should have to earn it.
Because when your eyes look in opposite directions.
My eyes don't look in opposite directions.
Only you.
A lizard.
Only you.
I call that Emily's hammerhead head. Linda.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, how are you, Linda?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
So what do you think? What is this occupation that 1 in 10 Airbnb hosts have in common?
Real estate agent.
That's really good.
It's got to be the winner, right? It isn't, but
it's the best guess so far, I would think, but it's not the one. It's not the one we're looking for.
Good work, Linda.
It's smart.
All right.
It's smart.
Thank y'all. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
I love it, because even the people that don't win on the conundrum.
Think about it.
They show off their smarts.
Think about it. And that was a smart answer.
So the people that listen to this show are brilliant, like Hardshell here.
Hey.
Well, I don't know. I'm finding an unprecedented wrong answer.
Okay. Well,
And I'm going to go out on a limb on this one because I don't know if you actually consider this an occupation or not, but I'm going to say retired.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
That's well thought out.
I like the thinking. It's not the winning answer, but it's a good one.
That's a good thought.
That's not it.
For supplemental income.
These people are working.
Yes, they do have a career.
They do have a career.
KB.
Real estate agent.
That's already been guessed.
Yes, you have another one by any
think
chance?
Of something else.
No, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, 272-9228. Susan.
Hey, is it near Tampa? I'm sorry.
That's funny.
Actually, I have been laughing for 15 minutes at you.
Well, they may be working near Tampa, these people. what do you think?
I was going to say salesman.
Salesman, okay.
1 in 10 Airbnb hosts are salespeople.
Thanks for calling.
That's the nice thing is we've eliminated several possibilities. They're all good ones. All good ones.
Thank you.
You guys have a great day.
Appreciate it. You too. Very impressed. Keith from Santook.
How about a farmer?
Farmer.
Uh-huh. 1 in 10 Airbnb hosts are farmers.
What's the farmer jingle for the looking for dates?
You don't have to be lonely at farmers only. Oh, yeah. Adat Kim.
Yes. It's a catchy jingle. No, that's not it, but thank you. It's appreciate a catchy it. Jingle. You don't have to.
All right. Eduardo.
Hey.
Yes. I would like to say a disc jockey.
A disc jockey. Uh-huh.
Most of us are actually homeless.
You say homely?
We live in the studio.
Yeah, that's not a...
No, it's not. It's not disc jockeys, but
Greg's got the top bunk.
We've eliminated another one. Thank you.
Thanks. That's all right. So my smoking goes.
A lot of callers here.
Here's Ashley.
Hey, Ashley.
Hey. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi. I wanted to guess. Property manager?
Okay.
1 in 10 Airbnb hosts are property managers.
That's similar to real estate, but it's neither of those two, but thank you. That's a good one.
We appreciate you. Here is Rick.
I'm going to take a shot at travel agent.
Okay.
Oh, that would be helpful.
We haven't had that yet.
I think they'd have a little advantage, wouldn't you?
That's a good guess. It's not travel agent.
Who's this?
This is Tasha.
Hey, Tasha. Hi.
You should win just for that name.
I wanted to start to make a guess.
All right. What do you got?
Is it military?
Military. Wow. That's another well thought out answer.
Could that be it?
Nope, that's not it. But that's a well thought out answer. Very good.
Thank you, Tasha. So I said that too loud.
No, my headphones have been really hot all morning. I don't know what's going on. That's why I've got one off of my ear.
They are hot. They are really stylish too.
Stop it.
I love the way they accent your dress.
Oh, my lens.
Don.
How y'all doing again? I'm back.
All right, Don. What you got?
Well, how about a minister or a preacher?
Oh, okay. We haven't had that yet.
No. Praise the property is not.
No, that's not it.
Bye.
Thanks for the call.
Bless it.
Well, what do you know? We have another caller. It's Jeff.
Hi. Hey, Jeff, you there?
Good morning. I'm here.
Hey, Jeff.
What you got? What do you think?
I've stayed at two, and both times they were owned by gardeners.
Gardeners.
From personal experience, that's his guess, and he is...
That's not it.
But that was
Sorry. The question, folks, is give them the air. Say it again, because some people are just hearing these answers in there.
A study found that nearly 1 in 10 United States Airbnb hosts do this for a living. What is this occupation?
And we've had many.
That's a very well thought out.
Great answers.
Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Hi, how are y'all this morning?
Oh, we're good. We're happy you called. That's how we are. What do you think?
I'm going to think a financial advisor.
Oh, see, we haven't had that yet.
Like Mr. Wright on the property. That is not it.
That's
a good
guess. But that's a good guess. We've had a bunch of them. Yeah, thank you.
All right, Susan, I think this is your second guess.
No, this is my first.
Susan. Oh, different. Okay, what do you got, Susan?
We only
had
one Susan. It's a new Susan. The last ratings. Just
what
one.
You think?
Yeah. How about teacher?
A teacher, you think?
Teacher? 1 in 10 Airbnb hosts are teachers? That's the answer!
That's the answer we're looking for. They're teachers. Now, I wonder why. That's interesting. Yeah, that worked out that way.
I know, that is...
Teachers.
It's a good way to make supplemental income,
I guess.
And like I said, they're not always in your house. If you have a garage apartment, if you have a
camper... That's true, too.
If you have...
A cottage.
If you have an extra property, if you have a vacation property,
a
you
tent?
Can do all that kind of stuff with Airbnb.
We're thinking about renting out the shed.
Are you?
Yeah, because we could plug a window AC unit into it and turn it into a little...
I got,
no. You hang on.
I have
there.
A friend named Cato that is interested in it.
You are a funny guy. Speaking of Cato, I've been doing keto. The diet.
There you go.
And you know
you're welcome.
You know who else has been
just
doing
set that right up for me.
The keto diet, Menthol Meredith. Uh-huh. If you missed it earlier, we're bringing her back here in a few minutes so she can tell you why she's so excited about doing keto. And I got to say, this has been maybe the most painless weight loss thing I've ever been involved in. And I'm enjoying it. There's nothing really in the way of deprivation that you got to deal with. It is 8:22 on News Talk 93.1 FM. A day like yesterday, that storm that hit southern Montgomery not only knocked out power, it did roof damage and stuff. Uh-huh. That's really all it takes is a storm that muscles up on a day like yesterday and lets loose with serious downdrafts, really pushes the rain into the roof of a home. And as your home ages and settles, cracks develop. Sometimes you'll walk into a room and see a stain there in the ceiling. Well, don't panic. It just means that the water came down with such force that it found its way in. Jones Brothers sends the forensics team out to figure out where that access area is, seal it so it doesn't happen a second time, and they dispatch somebody to cover the stain. It's not the thing you don't want to do is call somebody you can't trust to make that assessment, because I don't know much about roofs. I'm one of those people that's, really you should get your roof replaced. Then you're spending, a ridiculous amount of money that you really don't need to. Jones Brothers has been around, they're in their eighth decade. Think about how impressive that is. Because they played it straight with people. In fact, they have an ironclad guarantee that they show off on their website, jbroof.com. Three roofs that they redid to make sure they left behind a satisfied customer in a town this size. You just don't want to do that. They also offer other services like replacement windows and doors. They do unbelievably seamless installations on those. And they can also screen in part of your home so you can have some extra recreational or living space. Now featuring a rooftop product that reflects the heat back up into the sky, so it's usable year-round, even on hot, muggy summer days like this. Call them at 800-264-8009. Better yet, I just had an attack of syllabosis.
Heard it.
I left off an 800-264-8009. Or better yet, browse their entire portfolio online at jbroof.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Crews are working to restore power in parts of Montgomery after storms moved through Monday evening. Montgomery Fire Station number 12 at the corner of Norman Bridge and East South Boulevard has minor roof damage. No injuries were reported. The former mayor of Prattville, Gray Price, has died at the age of 76. Price served as mayor of Prattville from 1980 until 1992. Current Mayor Bill Gillespie says, quote, Gray Price's visionary leadership laid the foundation for Prattville to evolve into the city we are today. And Alabama News Network is teaming up with Ty and Doll Incorporated and Winn-Dixie to make sure kids have something to eat. Our fifth annual Stuff the Truck is this Saturday. We'll be collecting non-perishable food items to donate to MPS students. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through your 8 o'clock hour on a Tuesday, and we still have some problems on the interstate. I-85 has an accident right near the Ann Street exit on the southbound side, and traffic is backing up almost back to the boulevard at this point. Be careful there. If you're coming into town on I-65, we still have our slowdown around the river bridges, so use caution as you approach the downtown area. Traffic on the boulevard seems to be returning to a normal flow. We still have lots of cars out there, so be careful around the intersections, and we don't have any big problems on the 31s. Mini-term B classes at Trenton State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 9th to October 10th. Trenton State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House. Republican
Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded Lead Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, I'm on day 3 of this keto diet thing, and I would gladly give my right arm for a packet of barbecue sauce and a Diet Dr. Pepper right about now. You see, my friend Crystal has been my fattest friend my whole life, but then she started doing this keto diet thing, and now she's so dang skinny she looks like she could hang glide on a Dorito. When she told me I could eat all the butter, beef, and cheese I want and still lose weight, I told her, I said, slap me on the behind and call me Keto Karen. I was wondering if this diet was too good to be true, though. Like that time I did the cheese ball diet. The whole idea is that you eat nothing but cheese balls because they expand in your stomach and make you feel full. But 2 weeks later, all I had to show for it was orange fingertips and an even flabbier behind. Anyway, y'all wish me luck on this keto thing. It ain't all bad, though, because cigarettes are keto-friendly.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Let's do it by committee today. I have two stories that I think are kind of electrifying.
All right.
One is the number of people who keep their glasses on while they're doing that.
You're kidding me.
And
really?
The other is about how much the tooth fairy is paying out these days.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I like the tooth fairy one a lot. I didn't know people keep their glasses on.
Well, 1 in 10.
But no, I'm not going to go there. No, never mind.
Yeah, you've already been to some pretty dark places.
I have been
today.
Some really, really, yeah.
You know, that's which
borderline.
Is fine. We borderline. This, you know,
you're so naughty.
Well, we may lead you to the water, but it's your choice to drink it, folks. You know that. for some reason, the Tooth Fairy has not participated in this thriving economy we have, because the average payout from the Tooth Fairy is down 43 cents from last year.
What was it last year?
Well, it's $3.70 a month, which means it was $4.13 last year.
I was getting dimes.
And quarters.
I was lucky to get 50 cents. If I got a quarter, life was good.
So, how does the Tooth Fairy calculate? This is where it really gets exciting. What a tooth is worth. This is new information for many people. The top five things that the Tooth Fairy considers.
Okay.
How much spare cash the Tooth Fairy has on hand at any given time. That's the top and number one thing that affects how much money is under the pillow. Two, the child's age. If they're older, they might get a little bit more, sort of like a cost of tooth losing increase.
cost
the COTL. That's what Brad McDonald calls it. Also a factor in this is how much the kid's parents got from the Tooth Fairy when they were kids. So if I wanted to be a hardliner and say, well, I only got a quarter.
Then you should have put a quarter or maybe 50 cents. Whatever it takes.
I did not do that.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because I'm a daddy with a little girl, so she would get paper money.
I mean,
why would you give your kid Monopoly money?
Change under the pillow is a choking hazard. Everybody knows that.
Well, it didn't stop. You say I'm a daddy with a little girl. My dad didn't. I mean, there was enough of a...
You went to public school.
I went to public school.
Now,
if I got enough to get the ice cream cone that had the gumball at the bottom, that was a big flipping deal. And that came in quarters.
The Tooth Fairy also operates on a similar system to Santa. Behavior is taken into consideration, but you never know when a tooth is going to loosen and fall.
Right.
So you better be consistent.
Right. Well, this is true.
And then the fifth and final factor, how many total teeth they've lost. The earliest teeth to go usually fetch the biggest return. So now you know the rest of the story.
Yeah.
On a side note, having kids makes you happier when they eventually move out. You know, that's a thing. That's very... And Tiffany, launching a jewelry for
Mall
men.
Tiffany? Oh, no.
No, not the
Tiffany
singer.
Tiffany.
Mall Tiffany.
I thought Mall Tiffany was like, oh, look, I'm branching out into something else.
They're launching their first line of jewelry for men.
How about that? I'm surprised they haven't done this...
Progress.
Yeah.
It's progress. Yeah, and this other survey that we mentioned earlier about people who wear glasses.
Jay was out of the room for that.
Oh, yeah. Did you know this? That 1 in 10 people keep their glasses on?
For that.
During activities.
Really?
Yes.
I don't wear glasses, but if I did, I would take them off when I go to the bathroom.
Okay.
You know, and at some age, you really just want to blindfold the person you're with so they can... There's nothing.
That's a whole different level.
There's nothing to see here, yeah.
Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of...
I'm not there. I've heard that from older people. 1 in 5 people say they've been with someone who is... Well, now, this is a thing. And this is probably guys, but 1 in 5 people find they've been turned on by somebody who wears glasses.
Hmm.
But that's got to be, like, there are some amazing women who have glasses that give you that. And I hate, this is not being sexist, okay? Can I make this disclaimer? Have that kind of librarian sort of, you know, intellectual.
Connie Chung kind of look.
Yeah. And then the glasses come off and all of a sudden, Maury Pupik is like... Just
wow,
says Maury, and then before you know it, there's a cloud of dust.
Well, Emily's got glasses.
Well, I never see Emily with the glasses on.
There's a picture over here of her with glasses.
Mm-hmm.
She's like Judy in disguise.
When did we take this picture?
That was the snowstorm.
Was it?
Oh yeah, that was the
when we came in on a Sunday or something.
Was it the snowstorm or was it the hurricane?
Was it the hurricane? Yeah.
It might have been the hurricane Irma.
Yeah, it might have been the hurricane.
It was because Rich was downstairs.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Monitoring the weather while we were up here.
Yeah, that was a fun show. And I'm really glad we did that.
Yeah, I am glad too.
It's situations like that that really make you feel or reconnect with the reasons you love being in this business in the
first
place.
Yeah, it truly is. It sounds silly, but...
Now, you don't have to worry about whether to keep your glasses on or take them off if you have LASIK, do you?
That's what I was about to say is...
That's a good segue.
Thanks.
Good point.
I am the master. Personally, I would prefer to have the LASIK and not have to worry about it, but you know what? I can't have LASIK because my vision can't be fixed by a LASIK procedure.
Womp womp.
It was. I mean, I went over to Montgomery Eye. I was so excited. I wanted to get this done.
You're so tired of taking off your glasses all the time.
My right arm is killing me. It's numb.
You don't take your glasses off with your left sometimes?
It's habit. But, so, I wanted to be able to have, like what Joey can do. He can open his eyes. Now everything comes into crystal clear focus. That's what LASIK does. They call it HD vision, and they can restore it with a LASIK procedure. And you know what? As the technology has advanced and the experience level has gone up, the price has come down. But if you need a little financing help, Montgomery Eye Physicians can help you with care credit for qualified customers. But there's no charge to find out whether or not you're a candidate. And that doesn't mean you have to have the procedure in the immediate future. You can plan around it. But you got to find out whether or not it is an option for you. And that's a no-charge visit. Call them at 272-2020 to make the appointment. 272-2020. Learn more about LASIK at onlinemep.com or stop by and visit Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. It is 8:38. I think this will be our last trip to the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery Sky Watch with a final look at your morning traffic, and things are back to a normal traffic flow. We don't have a lot of problems for you. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. The boulevard's still busy, so be careful around the intersections. The 31s are all running clear this morning. Let's be careful. Get where you're headed safely, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Premier Place Shopping Center can help you make this school year fantastic. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, Shoe Station, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Sky Watch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Speaking of...
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
I got a lot of reaction to that picture of Satan over the traffic circle and the tornadoes and everything. I just saw the one and only Dr. Love commenting on that, along with Morris Capuano. I mean, some pretty famous people checking in on that story. We're about 20 minutes before the top of the hour. We have a really eclectic collection of Morning Maroon nominees today.
They're from eclectic?
We have a government, yes, a government agency, a dirty diaper, and a professor. And Marianne.
Professor and Marianne here on Gilligan's Island. Oh, it used to be.
I bet more people can sing that than the national anthem.
Used to be and the rest.
Yeah. Yes, and then the professor, Marianne, said, enough of this crap.
Yeah.
We're on this island, too. We want equality. It was one of the great movements of the 60s, was getting the professor and Marianne the recognition
it was a nice
they
movement.
Deserved.
Yes.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Radar is quiet right now. As per usual on a day like this, on a warm summer day with a lot of humidity, and the atmosphere is prime for action, and usually around lunch hour, that starts to take hold when the radar starts to come alive. Hot and humid today with a high temperature up to about 96, heat index near 105. Yesterday we had 99 degrees with 111 on the heat index. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms again today. A couple of the storms could be strong. We had some warnings yesterday, as you may know. And our weather app will instantly alert you if there's a warning for your area because it knows where you are. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow and Thursday, A better than normal chance of showers and thunderstorms. Again, still random, though. Not everybody gets one. Low to mid-90s tomorrow. Triple-digit heat indices. Friday and Saturday, the rain chances are up another notch. And right now this morning, with a few scattered clouds at 5,500 feet, a temperature is 78. Now at 8:41.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Yeah, a few minutes ago, I was talking about businesses that have been around for, a long time. Like more than a decade, or how about, for instance, LukeWire has been around in the plumbing and heating business since 1976. That's a long time. But plumbing by LukeWire for over two decades has been second to none in the plumbing industry. And by the way, I wish I would have known about it two decades ago. I didn't. I've been using them for about 5 years, and they are so reliable. Now it's a no-brainer, because it used to be, oh my gosh, who am I going to call this time? But at Plumbing by LukeWire, they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. They also tell me that they're on their way. You know, hey, we are about 10 minutes out, and so I know that they're coming, and then they sit down, assess the problem, and then explain it to me, tell me this is what it's going to cost, and within an hour, it's all done. They're gone. And that's the way it is at Plumbing by LukeWire. So if it's in the middle of a holiday, middle of a weekend, middle of the night, or even during 9-to-5 business hours, they're going to take care of you at Plumbing by LukeWire. 264-9666, or visit them on the web, hdbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
Why don't we visit with Randall and then Master Thespian, too. Randall, good morning.
Good morning. Two things. One thing, I just want to know what you put in Uncle Weather's food this morning. I mean, you got this man panting on air. If you don't cut that out and put that on at 420 when you start back doing your porch roll call, that panting got to be in there. I love it. I got to say, back to the serious point, about this putting money on the pillow for your daughter, and the other day you was talking about the birthdays you gave your daughter, and then Saturday night I took my daughter to see an old friend, because we was doing she went to school when I was married.
Yeah.
And the girl was asking me to have her another birthday party, like I do, so they could have fun. And then it hit me. It sure enough made me start thinking. And then, I mean, I'm allowed to put $20 under her pillow when she was, had a loose tooth. And then I felt like then this little girl asked me to have the birthday party. But I make sure my daughter knows, you know what I mean, where we at in life, you know what I mean? That, you know, I make sure she knows the value of a dollar, but are we wrong for giving? I mean, I gave my daughter a birthday party that set up like the fair one time. I mean, and everybody got tickets and got to throw darts at balloons and a little Ferris wheel. I mean, it's because her birthday was in October.
You know why it's important, Randall? Because you don't want to ever say, I could have done this and I didn't and regret it. Because they're only a certain age one time. So you got to roll with what's in your heart, man. It's important.
Yeah, but what about the other kids? I mean, that see this and that. Because the birthday party, the one she was talking about that I gave her, was about a $15,000 birthday party. And it wasn't that I paid for it. It just, my daddy told me two things. You can be wealthy with money, or you can be wealthy with friends. You can't be with both. You can't have money and have friends, and you can't have friends and have a bunch of money. It don't work. And so I took the other approach. I never kept a dollar in my pocket if I should. You know what I mean? I've always, and then when I called in favors, and I gave my daughter $15,000, I don't know, man. I just, the other day you were talking about that, and you're trying to put money on the pillow, and who got what, and then she just broke my heart. Now I want to come in and give you money now. But you still think about that today. And
it
that little girl will still be thinking about...
It doesn't hurt me that I got 50 cents. I mean, there were... I was very aware of our situation growing up. So, I mean...
That's it. Kids adapt, Randall. Don't ever underestimate their ability to adapt. Got to run, buddy. Thanks for the call. And Master Thespian, let's give him a big Warhawk welcome.
Good morning and a great big...
right back at you.
Oh, goodness.
Uncle Weather, that made me giggle. That was funny. Okay, the whole story about how the professor and Marianne got their own shout-out in the theme song, Bob Denver wrote an autobiography, believe it or not, about his time as Gilligan, called Gilligan, Maynard, and Me. He talks about Maynard's friend.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But he said he was the one, because the show was a big hit that first season, he went to the producer and said, look, you need to put these two people in the theme song. That's unfair. It's not right. They are just as much of this ensemble as anybody else. So the star put his foot down to get them recognition. That's how that happened.
That's awesome.
That's pretty good. I mean, it's pretty cool.
Jay brought up the idea, and it's kind of unorthodox for our song of the day, because these are not traditional songs of the day. But we may do a week or maybe 2 weeks of some of the best songs, you know, opening songs, and that's a good one. That was written by the Edrisi brothers. I just really like
it. Yeah, I don't know if you know this, Master Thespian, but it's a long time, but this show was originally supposed to be called Greg and Three Other People. And I said, you know, I want them to not only share in the credit, but I don't want my name front and center, because if it sucks, then I get blamed. And
Gregory B. and the others.
And the rest are here on WACV.
Yeah. I mean, I was at the pizza place the other day, and someone was like, are you the Emily from The Greg Show?
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
We must run.
All right, you guys have fun. Here's a great big warhawk. Goodbye.
And back to you.
Marguerites, how do we do it? We make it. We really make it. Started in Uncle Harry's lap, County Diamonds on 5th Avenue. Back home from Rockefeller Plaza to Montgomery, Alabama, after making jewelry for the likes of Zales, the Army Air Force Exchange Services, and thousands of jewelers across the nation, Marguerites now, for almost 25 years, is exclusively designing diamonds and gemstone jewelry for you. Only the finest at the very best prices. Marguerites is in Peppertree on Vaughan Road, open every day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught caught off guard? By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Play my favorite radio station.
Good quality radio like this.
Happy National Radio Day.
Radio.
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 Transistor radio.
Radio.
Just listen to the DJs on the radio station.
Yeah, maybe turn the radio up.
5 out of 4 News Talk listeners say
that is great radio.
There you go. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. If you go back, and you can see it in TV shows in the 70s when this country, energy-wise, was at the mercy of the Arabs. That's the way it was. There was an Arab oil embargo, blah, 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 most of the 70s. And then we saw gas prices shockingly rise above 30 cents and all that kind of stuff. And we had Rivers on Fire, and the EPA was widely considered a necessary thing. Now, the EPA is recommending, it's an EPA program called Energy Stars, that we set our thermostats at 78 when we're home, 85 when we're not home, and 82 degrees at night.
No.
Oh, 82 at night?
These people, when this came out yesterday, the internet went berserk. Nobody wants to waste energy, but you're out of your minds if you think people are going to comply with this, and I'll bet the people that put this out don't.
Don't. Right.
So, making an idiotic... And we, by the way, are no longer dependent on foreign oil. That bulletin just in. We have become energy independent in the last few years. You notice what you're paying for a gallon of gas?
Right.
MAPCO was $2.15 on Sunday.
It used to be completely controlled by the cartel.
Yes. So, that's number one, a group nominee, EPA. A nominee number two, a driver in Indiana was on the interstate, I-65, when he threw a dirty diaper out of the car window.
Oh,
we talked about how people used to do that way back in the 50s.
Not diapers, though.
No. This guy, though, threw the diaper out the window of the car, and it landed on the windshield of a cop car.
Well,
so what about the luck?
That's a bunch of...
That's called instant karma.
Karma.
And you got a ticket.
That's what you did with
it. I said car and karma.
All they could ticket him for was littering, but they did.
Then
finally, we mentioned this earlier, a Canadian professor fired for demanding sex and moose meat in exchange for better grades. And the woman that turned him in was not the first to be offered this deal. When she made it known that the professor had made this or offered this arrangement, a student who had previously participated and gotten better grades for sex and moose meat came forward and said, "This is true. But it happened to me."
The funniest part of that story is the moose meat part.
You know, I kind of think the moose meat is supposed to throw you, no matter how excited you are about moose and meat.
Hot diggity!
Who's the dumbest of the dumb kids?
I want to go with the EPA on this one.
Really?
What? I was going to go with the poopy diaper.
Poopy diapers?
Well, yeah, because what an idiot. You know you're not supposed to, litter, and you chuck it out of the car, and not only could it have caused a wreck for somebody else when it hit the...
How loaded that diaper is, too.
Back in my day, poopy diapers were made out of cloth.
Yes, and a truck came down the street with a giraffe on the side. The diaper service.
Right, yeah.
And on a hot summer day, you could smell that truck. Oh, my God, it's Jack Campbell. It's Jack Campbell in the studio.
In the flesh.
Wow.
Live.
In a national radio day.
And he called me yesterday. Well, he called me.
He called me
Rich, but he called me yesterday.
He didn't call me yesterday.
Well, he wanted to surprise you. He said, don't tell Greg. I want to surprise Greg.
You look better than ever.
You do? Really? Yeah.
I'm near death, but, you know, other than that.
Well, so am I. They're called birthdays. Get you closer to the Grim Reaper every year. Wow, that just made my
I'm done.
Man.
It's so cool to see you.
I'm not sure how I'm going to get down those stairs.
Yeah, we talked to him.
Jay's taking me down the stairs, and I weigh a lot more than you.
I'm going to get a piece of cardboard and slide you down.
Let's welcome our friend Randy Burkhalter from Prattville Farm Center. Randy, good morning.
Hey. How you doing?
How was the big event in Prattville last Thursday?
It was really good. Had a good turnout. Great. A lot of the vendors there were certainly pleased. Got a lot of folks in front of them, and it was a good turnout, good success. Really was. The venue down there was a lot nicer than here. Obviously, in the summertime, it gets hot up here, so it was a good move. I think it was.
Yeah. Glad to know that.
Yeah.
So now that that's kind of in the rearview mirror, what are we looking at here as we head into the middle and late days of August?
Well, certainly the guys that do deer plots and all would want to start thinking about their plans for that. We're fully prepared to meet that need with, golly, more mixes than I think I could sit here and name. Seed mixes, that is. And also with the new ability to feed deer now during hunt season. We're prepared for that with all manner of feeds and attractants, and also fertilizer too, which is probably the most important part of growing a food plot is making it the protein high enough and the food plot itself palatable.
You know, a couple of years ago, I got my birthday present at your place. It was that the windmill.
Yeah.
And I love it. It's still looks great in the backyard, and I've decided I know what I want this year. I want a birdhouse on a stick. Yes. No, really, you got some nice birdhouses there.
Well, thank you.
And I bought gourmet cardinal food. They have that. They now have specialty, because I like to get wild bird seed for the fat birdies that come in the yard, so the dogs get to chase them out and create excitement in their lives. And they now have specialized types of bird seed for wild birds like cardinals.
Yeah, that is the new product for us. We had always sold just a wild bird mixed seed, in a 50-pound bag. But now we've got a little more specialized. And, of course, I need to up my game on my bird knowledge. I'm not there yet. But they've got some good guides that you can go by here. Pick out just the right bird food to attract the birds that you want to see.
That's when you need a good bird brain handy, you know? Randy carries everything you need to plant, grow, cultivate, get rid of. Even I have not seen a snake in my yard since I put the repellent down.
That's cool.
That works too. I mean, I'm not worried. You know, I'm not worried about a water moccasin or something poisonous. But I really.
Well, I can certainly attest to that. The shelf where we keep this snake repellent, we've never had a